producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-99-3759. Just got a little ahead of myself. You know why? Because I was thinking that next weekend is Oscars, so we'll have to do an Oscar pick day on Friday, maybe. Today, however, together, we are here for you at 855-99-3759. It is President's Day. President's Day is really interesting because there are four presidents that are actually born in the month of February. And for sure, President's Day will never fall on any of their birthdays. Which is pretty interesting if you think about it, right?
Yeah, that's pretty.
It's a short month. There are four. So four out of 28 is one out of, seven? Is that right? Yeah, one out of seven, which is 15%. So the odds are, you know, at least one in seven that it would fall on one of their birthdays, and it doesn't, because it's the third Monday in February. So by definition, it can't be Lincoln's. It can't be Washington's, because Washington's is the 22nd. Can't be Tyler's. So there you go. Can't be anybody's. So they made sure that nobody was favored by having their birthday being on President's Day. And it's like doing calendar Sudoku, right? You have to figure out what it can't be.
Yeah.
All right. Today is also, thank goodness, National Almond Day. I don't know what that means. And Do a Grouch a Favor Day. I'm a great fan of Do a Grouch a Favor Day almost any day, because it's just such a way of proving that you are Mr. or Mistress or Master of your own destiny. I'm not talking about 50 Shades of Grey or even 50 Shades of Brown. I'm just saying that most people who are grouchy because they figure nobody likes them. They're going to go eat worms. So if you're just nice to them, you can kind of turn them into a forever friend. And you can smile at them. The other thing, the two other little tidbits that I wanted to pass along, which I've sort of been thinking about and hadn't really gotten around to talking with you all about, but on I suppose a holiday brings it out in me. But first of all, do you know what you can do if you're feeling really lousy, just for yourself? This is so simple. I mean, you can take a warm shower, you can meditate, you can have a chocolate ice cream cone, but just smile. It turns out that there's this huge feedback loop between the muscles in your face and endorphins in your brain, and you don't even have to do a big guffaw. All you have to do is sort of do a little Mona Lisa smile. Just try it the next time. Do it now. Just try a little smile. It's, I mean, it instantly changes your mood. It's so simple. It's so easy. And it's yours. Okay, that's my number one President's Day gift to you. The second one is, you know, people talk about mindfulness all the time. I don't use that term. I try really hard not to use psychobabble on y'all or on anybody. But the best example I can give you of mindfulness is a raisin. Wait for it.
Okay.
Put a raisin in your mouth. Because most of us, you know, not just one. Most of us, we take raisins, take a handful, right? Mm-hmm. Or we're eating with our bran flakes in the morning. One raisin. And you put it in your mouth. And you savor it. You sort of figure out its texture, its taste, its smell. And you just let it sit in your mouth and just sort of be aware of it. And it's a great example of how to tune into things that we ordinarily don't tune into at all. I mean, most of us have some experience with raisins, right? But, I mean, think about it. If I said to you, all right, tell me about raisins. You say, they're wrinkly. They come from grapes. I guess they're kind of sweet. But, I mean, just sort of figure out all the things you can say or learn or experience about a raisin, one raisin in your mouth. Okay? And it's a great exercise for mindfulness of just staying in the moment, not letting anything else distract you, getting the most out of an experience. So those are my two little President's Day's post Valentine's Day gifts for you. Oh, if any of you got engaged, call up and tell me. If any of you broke up, that's the other thing that happens on Valentine's Day. No ring, goodbye. But so those are my two. Is a smile. Doesn't have to be much of a smile, just a baby smile and a raisin. Don't try doing them at the same time. You just become overcome with glee, and I couldn't be responsible for that. Okay, on this day, historically, kind of an interesting day historically. It's kind of a potpourri. All right, so we already know it's President's Day and has been since 1971. Can you believe it? That's been 40-some years. Mm. Is that true? 44 years? Isn't 1971 the Uniform Monday holiday?
Yeah.
So it's 44 years. Jeez Louise.
Wow.
Yeah. A lot of kids have school off today, and some of them have the entire week. I think they used to call it teachers.
Entire week, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, they used to call it, it's not winter, maybe it's winter break. Because not Christmas break, that's obviously up and over Christmas until usually the first week in January.
Mm-hmm. That's usually more.
And they call it teachers something, teachers preparation. I don't know why they have to prepare stuff in February. I think it's just teacher exhaustion day.
Mm-hmm.
There's just a long time between between holidays. You know,
I don't remember ever getting, in my grade school years, I don't remember ever getting an entire week off that week of President's Day.
No, just the day?
Yeah, just the day.
No, I think we used to, of course, and apparently in Boston, they've already had, except I don't know if it's this year or this school year, they've already had 9 snow days.
Man, wow.
Well, and you have to have a certain number of days to get certified. So it means, yeah. But I don't know that they got today. Well, today is President's Day, so they probably got today off and are hoping it doesn't snow ever again. Boston.
Do they backload those days for the end of the year then, or how do they?
Yeah, they can. They can keep kids in school longer.
Mm-hmm.
And it happened every once in a while in Colorado for the same reason. Colorado is really, I mean, it's just one of those really weird things is Boston usually, and Boston always gets more snow than New York, although a couple of years ago it didn't. But Colorado's really hurting because they don't have any, and Boston's really hurting because they've got so much. I remember one year going up, deciding to go skiing in upstate New York. And upstate New York, you know, always has like 40,000 feet of snow. And they didn't. I went to go skiing, and there was sort of naked ground.
Hmm.
Yeah, you couldn't do it. I don't know. I think what you do is check out your vacation plans with me, and wherever I'm going, you don't go, because I don't have very good luck about weather on vacation. All right. Today in history. In 1838... Kentucky passed a law permitting women to attend school under conditions. Certain conditions. Unclear what the conditions were. Probably the daddy said it was okay. Man. In 1852, the Studebaker brothers had a wagon company, which was a precursor to the automobile manufacturer, was established. Good people who are good at transitions.
Yeah.
In 1874, the silver dollar became legal U.S. tender.
There we go.
Pretty interesting. In 1909, the first subway car with side doors goes into service in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess they entered from the front or the back.
Okay.
Like trains, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the trains now have side doors, but not the same way.
Right.
Stand clear of the closing doors. In 1950, the longest-running primetime game show, What's My Line, began on CBS.
Okay.
Which was actually part of a documentary I saw over the weekend, which is called The Honest Liar, which I'll tell you about later. Fidel Castro became premier of Cuba after Batista was overthrown on January 1st. So it took, 6 weeks for Fidel to take over the reigns. 1959. He's got to be one of the long, if not, he's got to be the longest reigning, other than what? Queen Elizabeth. But I think Queen Elizabeth was, we should check that out. When Elizabeth started and Fidel Castro.
Okay.
Who came in first? Beatles rock charts with Please Please Me. 855, and the National Hockey League canceled the entire season in 2005.
I remember that.
No, me too. 855-99-DR-JOY. I am Dr. Joy Brown.
connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a 4-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hi, Dr. Joy. How are you?
Good, Erica. What's on your mind?
I'm calling because I don't know what to say. I don't want to offend this woman. A neighborhood mom keeps inviting my daughter over to play, but she and I just have very different rules, really about safety. Like, I'm not talking about SpongeBob. Like, they're five. The girls are five. And she lets them go outside and play by themselves. And I just don't feel like that's appropriate. I don't want to offend her.
Well, when the kids come over to your house, where do they play?
Well, they do like to play outside, but they'll play inside too, and then they just play a game or.
But if we look specifically at your neighbor's parenting, what is it specifically that you're uncomfortable about?
That they go outside by themselves.
Okay, and they don't go outside by themselves when they're at your house?
No, no. I mean, I could see in the backyard, but she lets them go wander around the neighborhood.
And so what you're feeling is you just assume the kids didn't wander around when they were at her house?
Yeah, I think if they're going to be outside, like away from somebody's door more than, 10 feet or whatever, they should probably have a grown-up. They're only five.
Okay. Does your neighbor have older children as well as a five-year-old?
Not that live with her.
Okay. But she does have older children.
A son, yeah.
That's probably part of what's influencing her behavior. As you know, in our society, we do tend to give males more freedom than females, number one. And number two, she's already had an older child who's probably a bit more independent. So that's probably part of it. I think what I would say, if that's your only criticism, and again, if you're going to get your stomach acid all roiled up and you're going to go talk to somebody about something, you might as well know everything at the same time, because you can't keep going back, because what people feel is you're just picking on them. But I think what you could say is, look, I'm probably one of those overprotective mothers that you read about in the newspaper, and I know you've raised a son who's a little older, but can we make a deal? And what you can do is, you don't even have to deal with your neighbor about it, you can deal with your daughter about it, which might make your life a little easier, is that you could say to your daughter, listen, when you go to play at Cheryl's house, and her mom says you guys can go wander around the neighborhood, you need to say to Cheryl, to Kathy's mom, or I guess to Cheryl, to Cheryl's mom, or to Cheryl, my mom won't let me do, she doesn't want me wandering around the neighborhood by myself. And then it's taken care of. And that may be the best way to deal with it. I had a similar situation with my daughter, where she was playing with a slightly older child, and I walked in and the tension was cuttable with a knifeable. And it turned out that they'd fixed my daughter a bologna sandwich on white bread, and my daughter said, I'm not going to eat that, it's poison. And so what I had to do was I'm not going to eat that. My mom says it's poison. And so what I had to say to my daughter is, listen, here's the deal. When you're at somebody else's house, you don't have to, or anybody's, you don't have to eat the food, but you cannot comment on it. And you can't say, my mother won't let me eat this because it's poison, because you know what happened. Then Rosie went into her mom and said, you're fixing this poison. How can you do that? So what you can explain to your child is what the rules are. So you don't say to your five-year-old, look, Cheryl's mom is irresponsible and an nincompoop, because you better believe that's exactly what your five-year-old's going to say to Cheryl.
Right. Exactly.
But what you can say is, listen, when Cheryl says, let's go wander around the neighborhood, what you can say is, my mom isn't comfortable with me wandering around the neighborhood. Can we just stay in the yard? And then you're home free.
And then
pardon?
My daughter actually suggested that. She said, I'll just tell her I'm not allowed.
Well, your daughter's right. Because, yeah. I mean, you can certainly say something to the mom. And if I'm going to say something to mom, I would probably say, here's the deal. You know, I know that Cheryl's a little more independent than Kathy, but I'm just not real comfortable with the kids wandering around the neighborhood at this stage. So if it's all right with you, it will work just as well. And you could say, I'm an overprotective mom, or my kid's a little shy, or whatever. Or you can just leave it to Kathy, who will say, you know, my mom doesn't want me wandering around the neighborhood.
Okay. All right. Very good.
Good enough.
Thank you very much.
And try not to serve bologna sandwiches on white bread, because, you know, what can I tell you? That, oh my gosh. And I could just see the whole thing unfolding.
Oh yeah.
All right.
Oh,
so yeah. But telling our kids, and because that really is the issue, is making our kids responsible for their behavior. Because she may go play at someone else's house who's not in the neighborhood, and you don't know what's going on, and in fact maybe wandering around the neighborhood, you know, or walking back and forth by yourself. Therefore, giving your kid, empowering your kid to follow the rules makes much more sense than trying to deal with the parent.
My husband's afraid that she won't listen, but I really think she will, my daughter. Anyway.
Well, I mean, look, let's face it. The deal is that we hear all the time about, you know, the awful stuff, but by definition, the awful stuff is unusual. If it happened all the time, we'd never hear about it.
Right.
So do I think five-year-olds wandering around a neighborhood by themselves is inherently dangerous? Probably depends on the neighborhood and the five-year-olds, but and they're in two, so probably not. But is it something, am I trying to talk you out of it? Absolutely not. But I think the safest way to deal with it is deal with your kid about it.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay, good. Thank you.
You're welcome. Jerry, what's on your mind?
I have a query. My boyfriend listens to you every lunch hour.
Cool.
And you're the Bible. And so he says that in relationships you don't have to tell all. But I have a problem with that. I think that's kind of a mission of the truth. It's still a lie because we were...
Give me an example of something.
We were entertaining a couple, and I didn't know that it was his ex-girlfriend. And they live in the same building. And he goes, you know, up there for wine every once in a while. I found that out by another person.
How long ago were they exes?
A couple years ago. They went to Hawaii together.
How long have you been together?
A year and a half.
All right, let's deal with this specific one, and then let's deal with the larger issue. Should he have said something? All right, look at it from his point of view for just a minute. All right, because I get your point of view of, you know, not telling seems sneaky. But from his point of view for a moment, if he'd said, I really like Susan and Sam, and, you know, I really enjoy spending time with them, but, oh, by the way, Susan and I were an item at one point. My guess is that if the two of you live in the same city that you grew up in and that you've dated, that there probably been some couples that maybe you've interacted with or maybe an old boyfriend that you didn't say, oh, yeah, did him at some point. Because all it does is create problems, and it creates suspicion where there's none there. So, you know, it's one of those things that's a tough call. And most men, I think, would not have said something about it, number one. I think most women might have, but I think both create some problems. Not saying if you're going to find out, it's going to make you look sneaky. Saying something makes you look like you're not quite over it. You know, why did you bring it up? Why is it an issue? So I'm not sure. That's one of those ones that I think is almost a toss of the coin. I'll tell you, because I'm trying to, you know, whenever I get a question that seems to me not terribly clear, what I try and do is sit in both sides, you know, both chairs. I had a party once where I just had a lot of people, and someone came up to me and said, is there anybody in this room that you haven't dated? And it never really occurred to me that I really had gone out, I mean, especially the guys, that was how I knew most of them. But it would no more have occurred to me because I had no feelings, you know, all they were was friends anymore. So, all right, now let's go back to the larger question is, do you tell everything? Jerry, I would say in exactly the same way I just walked you through that you tell things for a reason. And so, for example, confessing that you had a crush on your third grade teacher, you know, 12 years ago, why would you tell somebody that? And I think that you have to ask yourself that question before you confess something. Confession always feels better for the person who confesses than the person who has to hear the confession.
855-99-DR-JOY. You are listening to the Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You hear that, kid? That's the hum of a well-run facility. You know what I hate hearing? Silence. Silence on a production line means downtime. Downtime means wasted time. Wasted time means wasted money. Silence isn't golden, kid. It's deadly. That's why I love Grainger. With a wide variety of the latest products, Grainger gets us what we need when we need it to help keep this place up and running and humming away. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Dr. Joe Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on health care by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health care system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
America. This is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Amy, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Cool. I listen to you all over the world and hoping to use some of your advice right now. So I guess I'll start out with my question and then kind of give you some of the backstory. So my question is pretty much, what should I do next?
Okay.
And the story is, I was in a relationship for 2 years with this Australian guy I met when I was in Australia.
Okay.
I'm 23 years old. Yes, I know. It's a bit of a story. I'm 23. He was 30 years okay. old. And so there was a bit of an age difference. And last year ago, I moved over to be with him in hopes that we would be moving back to America together once he finished his degree. And while I was there, we found out that the only way we could really be in America together was to get married. And I found out that for me, that was kind of, it was happening too quickly. And
yeah.
so it went from moving too fast to like too fast in the opposite direction. We ended up breaking up. And since I've been back in America, it's been really hard without him. And, like, I find, I don't know, it's just, I want to be with him no matter what I find now. And I guess I told him how I felt before, and he says now he's kind of comfortable being in Australia and doesn't really know about going back to America.
Yikes.
And I guess I'm not sure what I can really do. Like, I'm even willing to go over and see him, or I don't know.
All right, let me back you up a little bit. How long were you actually together in Australia?
So we met when I studied abroad there. So we were together 6 months then. Then we were together for about 8 months in America, and then another 8 months in Australia.
Okay, so he came here for 8 months?
He did a study abroad as well in America.
Okay.
We were together for then. Yeah.
Were the two of you dating? So that's a little over a year. Were the two of you dating the whole time?
Yeah, so it was over about 2 years we were dating total.
Yeah.
So.
How does it turn out to be 2 years? I got 8 months plus 6 months, which is 14 months.
There was like a few months of distance, too, while I finished my degree.
Yeah.
So it was there. How long, so we did the whole distance thing.
How long have you been apart at this moment?
Since February.
So it's about 6 months. Do you talk to each other?
Yeah, before, like, we talked quite a bit on the phone, but I found it was just too difficult to talk and not be together. But we've been emailing and such, and I know he still, like, has feelings, too.
So the point is that the only way he could stay here is if you married him. You felt you didn't know him well enough to marry him. He's now saying he's perfectly content being in Australia. You miss him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you haven't seen him for 6 months.
Correct.
What about going, I mean, could the two of you meet someplace, could you meet in Paris or something for a weekend and see how you felt about each other?
Yeah, I was even willing to, I was even telling him I was willing to go back and visit him, but he was saying he didn't know if that would be a good idea.
It sounds, honey, that he's sort of decided, it sounds like he's moved on. And if I had to guess, I would guess he's dating somebody. It's not that he doesn't care about you. It's just that, I mean, look, the two of you have a major issue, which you could say it's geography, but it's probably, it's more than that. And it's not so much the age difference, although part of it may be the age difference. I mean, look, you're 23 years old, and you're really looking to kind of have fun and see who's out there. And I'll tell you what I would do at this moment. I think going to Australia is going to be painful for both of you, because it sounds to me that he's kind of decathected. He's kind of stepped back. And it's going to make you either panicky. I mean, what you hope for is you'll go and say, gee, I don't know what the fuss was about. But that's kind of chancy, because there was obviously an attraction there at one point, and I'm not sure attraction goes away, even though other things can intervene. But what I would probably do at this moment is stay in the kind of loose contact that you're staying in. I think it was wise of you to kind of stop the kind of semi-intimate things, the phone calls. But what I would do is get involved in your life and see how you feel a year from now, because it's a time to believe in kismet, in fate. If the two of you are meant to be together, you will. The problem at this moment is not only the age, not only the geography, but he's backed off. He's saying, you know, I'm not sure I want to make those changes that are relevant. So what I would do at this moment is just give it a little time and see how you feel in a year and how he feels in a year. And if the two of you are, I mean, either one of you is, look, something's going to happen in that year. Either you're going to feel that this is the guy I'm always meant to be with, at which point I suppose you go and see him and see how he feels about you. And so what I would suggest is, as I said, that you sort of get on with your life, he gets on with his, and reconnoiter and stay in some kind of loose contact, and then see what happens in the next year. If you're still feeling the longing for him that you're feeling, then maybe the two of you agree to meet in some neutral place, assuming he's willing to do it. But I think, look, there are people who always have, you know, a section of our cardiac real estate. You know, their sort of initials are tattooed on our heart. But they're there to kind of make us understand something. You know, there's that notion that people in our life for one of three reasons, either a season, a reason, or forever. And a season sounds like this may be what was happening for the two of you. This was just a perfect time in your life, and the two of you will always remember it fondly. The reason is to sometimes teach us something, and I don't know enough about the relationship to know what either of you might or might not have learned in this one. It does sound more like it's the season rather than the reason. And then we find the people who are really the keepers, and I don't know what keepers means anymore. It probably means for more than a season or a reason. And at this moment, I don't think you know. So what I would do, just especially given his... reluctance is probably too strong a word, but his lack of enthusiasm, and just view that as figuring out what it is about him that you liked, and hopefully it was not his foreignness or his distance, and see what you can do. Keep yourself busy. Maybe start dating, or at least looking around and seeing who's around, and see how you feel in a year. Because I think it's going to take a while to sort out, and we just—it's absolutely unpredictable. It may be that a year from now you're going to feel even more strongly that he's the one. It may be that a year from now he's going to feel much more strongly that you're the one, or that neither is the case. Or the complication is, of course, if one of you feels that you're the one and the other one doesn't. But I just think I'd give it some time at this moment, given his relative reluctance. What do you think?
Sure, I think that sounds reasonable. I think you've given me some hope that there's a better future, thankfully, and a lot to think about.
Yeah, and sort of sort out, again, paper and pencil are enormously useful in this context because, you know, we've been thinking about things a lot longer than we've been writing things, and there's nothing like a blank piece of paper to make you really focus of, okay, write down all the positives, all the negatives. But and the fact that both of you, when you were together, were fish out of water, you were in Australia, he was here, adds a certain intensity to a relationship, which is fun at the time. The question is, will it hold up over time as both of you become more acclimated? The answer is, who knows? So sort of check it out and see where you are. But there's no rush. I mean, you always have the option of going there, and hopefully either you will feel less urgency about it or he will feel more urgency about it, which will make it a little more comfortable for both of you. At this moment, it sounds like it could be really uncomfortable for both of you. So don't do things that make you uncomfortable if you don't absolutely have to. Just take the time and figure out where you are, and I'm here if you need me. Alrighty? It also, I would encourage the two of you not to sort of make little visits to one another, because it doesn't really solve the problem, and it will just increase the sense of, in your particular case, oh my goodness, something's slipping away from me. And in his particular case, well, she'll always be available to me. And that's not going to serve either of you. There is probably also mentioning one sort of final ickiness in human relationships is the person who is just beyond our reach quite often has the most valence to them, the most energy about them. That, and it's kind of a perverse part of human nature, and hopefully all of us are somewhat able to recognize it and tame it, because taking somebody for granted who likes us, who wants to be with us, is a prescription for a disastrous life. That what you want is to have someone that's interested in you, that you're interested in, that there's certainly some excitement, some mystery, some what's the word I want? Some something that's not predictable, because that's part of what human beings need, some stimulation in their lives. And when we talk about relationships going stale, I think that's really what we're talking about, is both of you have focused on what's good and not really worked to find new avenues or new ways of expressing that or new things to do together, which is why vacations quite often can revitalize a relationship, because it's a new place. Taking a course together can make both of you appreciate each other more. But that's once you've already sort of moved into each other's orbit. And the problem about dating is that the person who seems interested in us, we tend to think, okay, well, fine, but, as opposed to, wow, this is great, I like this person likes me. So beware of that tendency, and it's not just men or it's not just women, it's human beings, which both sexes are under most circumstances, and be willing to look at it as opposed to just respond to it. Okay, 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
At 855-99-DR-JOY.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Talking about what really matters. Your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-99-3756-A-9. All right, so in honor of President's Day, in honor of the fact of Washington being on stamps, this is a stretch, isn't it? How about an email?
Let's do it. We got an email from Wayne. Wayne says, Dr. Joy, I bought stock in Microsoft in 1979.
Woo!
Sun Microsystems, now owned by Oracle, in 1986, and Apple in 1987. I had a dividend reinvestment plan. I developed schizophrenia in the late 80s and was hospitalized in 1993. I don't know what happened to my stock certificates. I asked my parents who I was living with, and they didn't know. My parents sold their home and bought a really expensive home in the suburbs of Atlanta. My father was a maintenance worker and my mother a nurse's aide. Maybe they saved their money. I became suspicious when they had their accountant over and asked me if I ever bought stock and asked about Microsoft and Sun Microsystems specifically. I started to be harassed at work by patrons. I'm a librarian. I quit my job in 2006 and tried to get another job, but I've gotten few interviews and haven't been hired in the intervening 9 years. I haven't had any luck with the state-sponsored agency that finds jobs for people with mental illness either. I'm a 48-year-old virgin who has never been on a date or even been kissed. What steps should I take to find out if my parents stole my stock money, and what steps should I take to find a woman who would marry a schizophrenic and start a family? I'm fine and stable. One would not even know I had a mental illness.
Okay. First of all, saying you're fine, I don't know what that means. Are you on medication? Are you seeing a therapist? When's the last time you had an episode? So again, this is one of those situations that sort of begs for a phone call rather than email. Because I'm sure one of the issues, I'm sure you're aware that one of the issues of schizophrenia is paranoia. So presumably, what I would do is start with your own records, that if you bought all, that either you had a stockbroker or you bought them online, and you had money taken out of your account. So there should be a paper trail someplace. And that's where I'd start, is not with somebody else, but starting with your own paper trail. The problem is that your parents really cashed in your certificates. And one of the questions is, did you give them power of attorney? I don't know if you're your parents' heir or not, but if you're their sole heir, presumably you would inherit the house at any rate. So, but start with what your records show in terms of purchase. Because if you decide that this is something you want to pursue, it's presumably a legal issue, and so a lawyer is going to want that same kind of stuff from you. So go back and look at your records. It sounds like you're pretty clear about when you bought them, and there should be, as I said, either you had a broker, or if you had a broker, then there, and even if you didn't have a broker, if you bought them online, well, I don't think you could buy things online quite that early. Maybe you could. Anyway, you should have a paper trail. You should have a receipt. Because, you know, whenever you buy anything, if through a broker, that they'll send you a receipt. And even if you didn't keep the receipt, presumably whomever the broker was has some indication of that. Because whenever somebody files a class action suit, right, they know that you bought it. So there's a paper trail somewhere, and that's where I would start, is with your own records. Once you have your own records about when you bought it and under what auspices, then presumably you may be able to get in touch with either the broker or the company and find out if, in fact, it was sold. Because you don't actually, most places that I know of don't actually issue stock certificates anymore unless you actually ask for them. You just have a receipt. And so find out, you know, when you bought them, and if they were sold, when they were sold, and by whom. Make sure that you didn't give your parents power of attorney, because you gave them power of attorney, presumably they could have sold the stocks. All right, so that's one whole thing. I think that's the least of your problems, to be quite honest. And I understand it's a little uncomfortable to not quite trust your folks, but that's a stable issue. And that it's already done. So whatever you find or don't find about it, that can be moving forward. There's nothing presumably that's going to change about that in the next couple of days or weeks or months. And you're going to have to do some homework to give somebody some background about where they can start their search. In terms of a job, I think that you'd mentioned getting in touch with state agencies that provide job training for people who are mentally ill. But if you're not mentally ill at this moment, if you're not experiencing any symptoms and you're under a physician's care, then presumably the physician can sort of certify that you are functional and you are fine. And I don't know what kind of work that you want to do. The fact that that you were a librarian and people are harassing you, again, that does sound like the symptoms to a certain extent. So if you don't have a therapist right now, I might have a therapist, if not to treat you, although that's an option, to at least bounce ideas against, as saying, okay, here's what's going on. Because if nothing else, a therapist, especially if you're unclear about internal as opposed to external reality, can be very helpful to do some reality testing. But if you, in fact, are functional and educated and you have a relatively good history, work history someplace, you should be able to find a job. I think finding a job is important before you try dating. Dating is really the ultimate high wire act of social interaction. At least with a job, you're saying, am I functional? Am I useful? With a date, you're saying, do you think I'm sexy? Am I lovable? And that's a much more complicated kind of issue, much more complicated kind of interaction. So don't give up. There are lots of virgins wandering around, and I think when you lose your virginity is not nearly as significant as having a relationship with somebody that you feel close to. And that's, the virginity part is almost irrelevant. I know it feels really relevant to you right now, but I think what you want to do is feel, number one, that you're stable. Number two, that you can trust your instincts and your impulses enough. And I think that may be a therapeutic, at least, discussion. And then a job where you can feel that you're useful to somebody, that there is somebody who's willing to pay you money to do things. And then you can start dating. If right now a paid job is not feasible for whatever reason, doing some volunteer work on a very scheduled basis, so you can set up a history of going into work. If it's 3 days a week, you're on time, you do the work, you're reliable, because that can sometimes offset previous work irregularities, for lack of a better term. But what you need to do is make sure that you can trust your impulses at this moment. And that's a therapeutic issue to make sure. And again, whether you're on medication or not, as you know, schizophrenia is a treatable mental health situation, but it does need to be treated. And there, it can certainly have periods where it's more full blown than others, but it's not one of those things that you sort of outgrow per se. So make sure that you can trust, so that you can make a substantial argument to somebody else that you are a reliable employee right now. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.